Hello again, Nigel Ogden here with a particularly packed edition of the Organist Entertains this week. So straight on with our opening number, which comes from American organist Lou Williams playing the fabulous 4-manual 29-rank Wurlitzer in the Organ Stop Pizza restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona. And proving that modern music can be successfully played on the theatre organ with this arrangement of a fifth of Beethoven from Saturday Night Fever. Fifth of Beethoven, Lou Williams at the Organ Stop Pizza Wurlitzer in Phoenix. And after that lively opener to the show, let's slow the tempo down a little and listen to Howard Beaumont on Hammond 146K2 with a number from the ever-popular Antonio Carlos Jobim catalogue, Once I Loved. Thank you. Howard Beaumont on Hammond 146K2, Once I Loved. Well, like Hammond, Lowry organs have been around now for a good few years, although the model we're going to hear, the Coronation, only appeared in comparatively recent times. Well, to play it for us this evening, the man whose unique jazz stylings have gained him countless admirers over the years and inspired many a budding young organist to try to follow in his footsteps. Well, here's Harry Stoneham with Burt Bacharach's Wives and Lovers. Wives and Lovers from Harry Stoneham on Lowry Coronation, along with the other members of his trio, Pete Morgan on bass and Chris Cadden on drums. Back to the 1930s now for one side of a 78 RPM record made by Dudley Bevan. After one or two early appointments in the West End, he joined Granada Theatres and opened their Wurlitzers at Greenford and Slough. During the early part of the Second World War, he became assistant to Sandy Macpherson, but he's probably best remembered for the marvellous broadcasts and recordings he made on the fiery eight-rank Wurlitzer of the Granada Clapham Junction. Well, here's a medley of three Irving Berlin numbers, I Used to Be Colourblind, Change Partners and The Yam. Thank you. Dudley Bevan with a selection from Irving Berlin's Carefree, played on the organ of the Granada Clapham Junction. We've already heard a couple of electronics from America on tonight's show. The next two come from the Yamaha factory in Japan. The first is the fairly recent FX-10, and here's Neil Jarman to play that beautiful theme from Dr. Zhivago, Somewhere My Love. Somewhere My Love, the Yamaha FX-10, played by Neil Jarman. There are quite a lot of private theatre organ installations throughout the country, some of which we've featured on The Organist Entertains over the years, and it's amazing how many of the owners admit to not being able to play at all or very little. However, such is not the case today because we're visiting Lincolnshire and the home of one of Britain's finest theatre organists, David Shepherd. David, when did you first decide that you wanted a theatre organ of your own?
Ever since I've been able to play, it's always been an ambition to own a collection of pipes that I could call a theatre organ. But I suppose when I left teaching and went into the organ industry full time, I felt that I could at last move to a part of the country that would enable me to fulfil this dream.
So once you decided you could get round to owning a pipe organ, was it a case of finding the right house in which to install it?
It was, and this was no easy task, because first of all you got to pick an area where the budget was such that you could get a large enough property to house a theatre organ, and secondly you'd then got to get a large room within that house that the organ could speak into.
Right.
And after about 90-odd tries at estate agents' pamphlets, this one came up. And I was lucky in finding that work had already been done on two of the downstairs reception rooms. They'd been knocked into one long room, about 30 feet long. The organ is at one end of this area and speaks at right angles into it. I chose two rooms that were also on the ground floor. One has the organ blower and the wind regulators and tremulants in to keep the noise down. Then comes the organ chamber speaking straight out into the music room.
Now, usually people are able to say, oh, yes, I've got the three-manual, six-rank Compton or Wurlitzer or Christie or whatever from the Ritz here or the Regal there or whatever. Now, this isn't, it's not quite as simple as that in your case, is it?
No, it isn't. In fact, the organ has been described as a Kromplitzer, a mixture of mainly Compton, but with some Wurlitzer ranks and a little bit of Christie. We don't know where the console originally came from, because as a second-generation organ, it turned into a totally electronic Compton Mellotone for a while in the 1960s.
So are you able to say where the various ranks of pipes came from? Did any of them come from well-known theatre installations?
The trumpet came from the Compton at the Gaumont Palace, Lewisham. The tibia rank came from a very early Compton organ. We think it was another palace, the Palace Wandsworth. But we've not really been able to prove that. The Vox Humana is a Wurlitzer rank that I bought when I was on the last ATOS convention in the United States and smuggled back with me.
Did you know? In fact, yes, because I met you at the airport and remember you arrived
That's right.
with boxes of pipes.
Yes,
hideous,
having come through the Red Channel, of course, as antique organ pipes.
Now, did it take you a long time to choose the ranks that you actually wanted and, you know, to get the right sound that you wanted, the right blend of sound?
Yes, I knew what I wanted. Space was obviously at a premium. I knew the types of tone that I really wanted under ideal situations, but it just took a long time collecting them. In fact, it's now 4 years since we first started putting the organ in the house, and it was two before that when I first started collecting bits and pieces.
Mm. You've got a fascinating blend, haven't you, of electronics and pipes, which in recordings, as we'll hear, don't actually, the electronic part doesn't really show through, does it? Now, why did that come about?
That's right. Space has always been the problem, as we've said, and I left the electronics in the console from its previous life as a Mellotone, and they provide all the pedal sounds, the 16-foot noises, and some of the accompanimental sounds. So they're fairly subtle in the accompaniment, and you never really notice whether pedal pipes are electronic or not. So the majority of noises we're going to hear will be from the pipework.
Let's take a break for a bit of music. What's the first item that you'd like to choose yourself to play?
I think I'd like to choose a memory of a friend of mine who's also a fine theatre organist, Gerald Shaw. This was one of his favourite pieces for broadcasting. It's by Fred Hartley, and it's got the usual Scottish flavour of Fred Hartley pieces. It's called Caviar Is My Dish.
Thank you.
David, do you plan to do anything further with the instrument? Or is it complete?
I'd like to say it was complete, but in the house at the moment are three further ranks of pipes that will replace some of the electronic accompanimental sounds, as a diapason and a wooden flute and a clarinet. And these will go on in about 9 months' time, and that will leave just the pedal organ being reproduced electronically, which is really what I want.
Ooh, sounds fascinating, yeah.
The work has been done professionally for me by Michael Mason and Keith Bance, who, as pipe organ builders, were in a position to know what they were doing, something which, unfortunately, I didn't.
Mm. How long did the installation take altogether?
It's taken around 4 years, the work being done in gaps between Michael and Keith's other church organ building commitments when they've come up here for weekends or for a week or a fortnight to do a spell on the organ.
Mm. Well, you've added another theatre organ to what has become a very densely populated area of the country, hasn't it, in Lincolnshire and East Anglia. Why do you think so many theatre organs have ended up in this part of the world?
I don't know. We seem to get groups of theatre organs, don't we? There are certainly quite a few transplants in the Nottinghamshire area, and we've got this little gaggle of transplants within 5 miles of me here. Most of them seem to be Comptons, although there's the odd Wurlitzer are knocking around as you get nearer to Norwich.
Mm. Perhaps because the area as a whole had very few in the original days, I think.
Yes, that's right, and I'm sure it's also something to do with the price of property as well. Yeah. It's easier to get larger properties to put the organs in.
Mm. How often do you get a chance to play the organ for your own pleasure?
Whenever I happen to be at home, which is not as frequently as I'd like, it's mainly weekends, I suppose, or holiday time. The first thing I do, as soon as I come in through the door, within 5 minutes, the organ is on and I'm unwinding from a long drive by playing a few tunes. Mm.
Well, it's marvellous to be able to do that, David, and congratulations on a superb instrument, and I'm sure we all wish you many years of happiness at your own personal console. Now, what would you like to pick for your second piece?
I'd like to pick a piece that reminds me of that American convention we spoke of earlier. It's a little salon number by Victor Herbert, written around the turn of the century, and we heard Lynn Larson play it at the Paramount Theatre Oakland on the convention. It's called Fleurette, and it's a slow waltz. Thank you.
David Shepherd playing Fleurette on his own Compton Theatre organ. Well, Danny Mannix joins us now on Yamaha D85 with Alan Barton on drums, Quando, Quando, Quando. Quando, Quando, Quando from Danny Mannix and Alan Barton on Yamaha D85 and drums. Well, it's concert diary time coming up in a couple of minutes after we've heard Raggedy Rag from Brian Sharp at the BBC Theatre Organ. Brian Sharp at the BBC Wurlitzer with Raggedy Rag. And straight on with this week's list of concerts. Tomorrow, the first, Leeds City organist Simon Lindley plays a programme called 1685 and All That on the Bradford University Computing Organ in Christchurch, Ilkley, commencing at 7:30 p.m. And also at 7:30 tomorrow evening, Joe Marsh at the 3J's Gomersall. On Sunday the 2nd, two concerts at 11 a.m. with Richard Smithers at the Odeon Leicester Square and Geoffrey Solomon at the Dreamland Leisure Centre Margate. At 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, Eric Barber and Jack Benton play at Ossett Town Hall. And next Thursday the 6th, Brian Sharp at the Thorngate Hall Gosport at 8 p.m. And to end the programme this evening, the impressive sound of the gigantic Willis organ in the Royal Albert Hall, with Nicholas Kynaston playing the Toccata in B minor by Gigou. And with Nicholas Kynaston playing Gigou's Toccata at the Royal Albert Hall, we end the show for today. Now, just before I go, let me give you another reminder about the special show at the Royal Philharmonic Hall, Liverpool, next Tuesday the 28th, in aid of the Liverpool and Merseyside Samaritans. It starts at 7:30 and features Doreen Chadwick, William Davis, Peter Haywood and myself playing the classical organ and Rodgers and Hohner electronic. Well, that's just about it. Thanks for your company during the past 40 minutes, and I hope very much that you'll be back with me at 9:15 next Friday evening. Until then, with thanks to producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the best, and bye-bye.